came in. We're going to believe touched by the Holy Spirit, touched by the Word of God, touched by the grace of God, touched by the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Because I don't know about you, but I'm here to believe. I'm here believing that I'm going to receive and you're going to receive. And so if I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be Willing and Obedient. How many knows it's not just important to be obedient to God? I mean, that's important, but it's more important for me and you to be willing to be obedient to God. Have a willing heart. How many know that's a submissive heart to the Lord? They get the grace of God. They get help from God, you know, and so it's just not about being obedient, although it is. But I've noticed in my own life, when I'm willing, it's easier to be obedient. When I'm willing, a willing heart is kind of like Jesus, when Jesus was at the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, Father, he said, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. Now, he knew that he's going to the cross at this time. He knew that he's fixing to be separated from God. He knew that he was fixing to take on the sins of the world and bring salvation. He knew. But see, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Lord, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. But he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That showed the willingness of Jesus to be obedient to what he knew to be the will of God. Many knows today what the will of God is, and I'm talking about, I mean, what some of you may not realize, we're not a small church. We're all over the world. We go into all the world. We have since 2008 with this gospel. Every sermon that's preached here goes all over the world. And we're on YouTube and Facebook, and so our messages are not just for us here, but they're for everyone. How many knows the Bible says in Psalms, he set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and our cup runs over. Goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, millions of God's people, and I'm hoping that these airways carries it to them and they get a willingness. Millions of God's people that have been born again on this planet today over the last 2 or 3 years have unplugged from the church, their local church. And that's not the will of God. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, put that up there please, Beth. It says in Isaiah 1:19, he says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now, he was talking in this text here, he was talking to Sodom and Gomorrah at that time. He was talking to Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was telling them, y'all bringing me offerings and I'm tired. God got tired of all the sacrifices that they were making and the prayers. The prayers. And he told them to stop. He said, don't send me any more offerings. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, I've got millions of my people that are sitting at home and won't go to the house of God. And they wonder why that they resist the enemy and he does not flee. They wonder why they are weak and powerless against things that are coming, fear and torment and finances and all of that. He said, and Satan tells them that God's not moving. He said, I'm moving, says the Lord. He said, I am moving, says the Lord. He said, but if you rebel, he said, the ones that knows what I'm wanting them to do and won't do it, he said, that is rebelling against me. He said, and it causes me to resist them. He said, I don't want to resist them. So if you're listening by way of Facebook all over the world, I mean, God has churches all over this planet that is anointed and planted by him. I mean, for a purpose of developing me and you, not just giving us a good whooping on Sunday morning, but to train us up in his ways and in his grace and in his favor and in his anointing, that we move forth victoriously in everyday life, hallelujah, that people see our good works and they glorify our God because we are following Him. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, I want you to tell them. So all of y'all that are sitting at home this morning and you are able to go to church and you are not plugged in, you are in rebellion to the Lord. I didn't write the Bible. It says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And so much more as you see the day approaching for us to provoke one another to good works. He's talking about church. See, if we know to go to church, I didn't even want to preach this because y'all are all here. You know, I mean, but the Bible says, lean not to my understanding. And even though as the days go on, me and you need it more fortified in our heart about going to church, that we are not going to not assemble. We are not, no matter what happens in the last days, we are going to come together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so if you're out there, be willing. I'm going to tell you what willing means. That word willing right there. If you're sitting out there and you're not connected to the church, don't listen to it on Facebook and think you're going to get the same anointing we get sitting in here. Don't think you're going to listen to Run Carpenter or your favorite man of God sitting at home when you can get up and sacrifice for God. He sacrificed a lot. He built million-dollar buildings for his people to come together. He spent trillions of dollars for them to come together to worship Him in a corporate anointing because He has a work to do. He has a work to do that can't get done by one or can't get done by two or 50 or 10,000. He needs the army of God all over this planet. So if you are in Georgia, and you're hearing me this morning, find the church where God wants you to be. Get down and pray and ask the Lord, where do I need to get plugged in? And be willing to be obedient. And God's grace will come and help you. It'll come and help you. We're not here today of our own strength. We've made up our mind, we've given our heart to Jesus, and we're going to assemble together, and we're going to do the will of God. And, you know, each one of us, we need to have that heart. God, I want to know Your will, and I want to do Your will, Lord, and I'm willing to do Your will, Lord. And don't think about the consequences of doing the will of God. Just be willing. And then the power to be obedient comes on the scene. Willing and obedience brings God's goodness. See, remember this. It's not important, I got to go to church. Got to go to church. And you just make yourself be obedient. You're going to be miserable. You're just going to be miserable. But you say, oh, God, thank You, Lord, that I get to go to church. I get to go to Your, I get to do Your will, God. I thank You, Lord, that you made the assembly, Lord. And put me in a place, and you know, and y'all, I mean, I've heard it out of April. I mean, she goes, you know, and they tell her, you know, 5 days a week, and I'm very strong on taking your stand to go be able to come worship God. I'm very strong on it. You know, I believe that God is big enough to move mountains for you and me to do the will of God. I've seen it in my own life. And so she had the challenge. I'm going to get fired because you get three strikes, you're out. And we heard it, you know. And she, I guess, in her heart consecrated herself. No, Sunday belongs to the Lord, and I'm going to worship Him. So I asked her this morning, I said, well, how many strikes you got so far? And she said, I hadn't got none. She said, and I found out that I could get three strikes per month. Woo! See, that might not be anything to you, but that gives me great pleasure to see somebody. It pleases God for somebody to stand up and say, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to put You first, God. That's what I call quality decisions to do the will of God. Quality decisions based on the Word of God will bring God's goodness into our life. when we make quality decisions and we don't back down. See, you can make decisions, but you got to be willing to be obedient, be willing to act on. See, the Bible, the word willing there in Isaiah 1:19, it says, willing means to consent, to comply, content to comply. And I thought about the scripture. I believe it's in Psalms 37. I believe it is. Forgive me if it's not in there when you go look for it. It's in there somewhere. But it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to Him, and He will bring them to pass. That means, you know, delight means to be in union with, really, to be in agreement with Him. He says, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. Bless God, you just need to get in agreement with that. And you need to take a quality based on the Bible stand, bless God, that you're not going to live sick and defeated and weak. That is the will of God if you be willing and obedient. God said in His Word in Psalms over there, He said He would drive sickness and disease far from us. But you know what? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy when we're not willing and willing to be obedient to the Lord, because we don't feel like going to church. Now I'm going to show you scripture here in just a little bit. I'm getting ahead of myself a little. I like to preach, man. I mean, this stuff's in me. This stuff ain't just something I got over here this morning, come up with, and all of that. I just have to go get it fired back up on the inside of me. Faith come by hearing, not by what we heard in 1967. Faith come by hearing this morning what I heard, and I can quote the scripture. I don't have to go there, but I turned over there, but God, because the Bible says the eye, your eye, and my eye is the light to our soul. We need to get that word before our eyes. He told Joshua, He said, meditate on my word day and night. Then you'll make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. But see, He wasn't talking to a man that wasn't going to follow God. He was talking to a man that had committed himself to the Lord, willing to be obedient, knew the task ahead of him was bigger than him. See, the task ahead of you and me raising our kids in this ungodly world right now is bigger than it's ever been. But I'm going to tell you something, my grandkids, they right now, they're bringing their offerings to the Lord at 5 and 7 years old. That was one of them, Aubrey, was just defiant against the Lord. She didn't mean to be, but that just shows you the nature, our flesh nature, whether we are 5, 7, 30, 60, or 100. Our flesh does not want to comply with God. But we're not ruled by our flesh. The Bible says that man, Deuteronomy 8:3 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. See why? Because that word coming out of the Bible is alive, Hebrews 4:12. And what it does, it brings the Zoe life of God up on the inside of us. You're not going to feel like all spiritual all the time. That's why you walk by confidence that greater is He that is in you. Confidence that no weapon formed against you. Not a feeling. Not an emotion. Teresa told me yesterday, she said, you know why I've been with you for 38 years? She said, it's called covenant. I started to tell her because I'm blessed. That's why you know better. I didn't, because she's sitting over being serious and I didn't want to be funny. She said, because, she said, I got to know a covenant God. She said, and marriage is a covenant that I made with God and with you. She said, in that covenant, in that Bible, that I made with God, causes a covenant God. gives me power to walk out a covenant. And she said, there's many times I've wanted to leave you. And I said, yeah, me too. I've wanted to kill you and leave you and everything else. Pay somebody to come get you and don't even bring her back. That's why, what's your name again? You, Kimberly. That's why Kimberly, Teresa, hug me. Oh God, a miracle. I know I'm supposed to be there now. Woo, miracles happen every day. Come in again, hug her again. Oh, I'm going to faint. Coming to join you, Elizabeth. That's what old Sarah Red Sanford. Miracles happen every day. Well, she is a walking miracle. Praise God. I mean, I've seen her come from the closet of depression and oppression and me getting her them first grade books and getting her before I even got born again to us getting born again, now realizing why I was drawn to for something for her mind, because the Bible says that for us to put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And so now I'm like, get that Bible in there, man. Let's get that Bible. Let's renew our mind to the Bible. But you know what? My first commitment was to the church. I knew it was God's will for me to go to church. And y'all sitting out there today, you're enjoying this little message and you want yourself healed and God to be able to show up financially for you, and then you got to do His will. I don't care what TBN and all them telling you. I don't care. You hear one sermon that they've edited and picked out. You hear not the whole message. I love Creflo Dollar. I love T.D. Jakes, all of them. I've not got one thing against one of them on that TV. I've not got anything against Jensen Franklin. I listen to him every Sunday morning. I listen to Keith Moore every Sunday morning for 30 minutes, but they are not my God. And I'm not going to sit there and watch them all morning and let y'all guys do without me. Come on, somebody. Well, you're the preacher. No, you are held to the same standard in assembling as every minister. There's ministers out there that God, I'm on the roof up there, and God said, this guy calls me up and he wants to come preach. I liked him, man. He was my brother in the Lord and all that. And I'm looking on the inside for whether he'd come preach. This has been 12 years ago. I don't know, a long time. You know, and I'm up on the roof here working on the building. And he calls me back. He said, well, man, I got all these bills due. And I mean, my credit cards. And he cut me off right then. I said, nah, man, I'm sorry, man. We can't do it right now. I said, sorry, man, I'll be praying for you. Hung up, and I thought, no, you shouldn't have told me that you want money out of this body. You shouldn't have told me that the body needs to bail you out of your bills. Now I can't do it, because now if I let you in, I'm letting you in just to get your bills paid. And I'm up there, and I'm kind of torn. Now, don't the Bible say in Romans 8 and 14, those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Me and you need to be looking all the time. All of y'all that's out of church, you need to be asking God, where do you want me to be? Not because Granny goes there. Not because Mama and him goes there. Not because it's one denomination or whatever. That denomination bit's coming down. Those walls are coming down in this last day, because there's not going to be a denomination. There's going to be a body marching together on this planet that is unified by the Spirit of God, by a willingness to be obedient to God. And the anointing is going to come and break all of those chains and those walls and those false doctrines that have been come to the body of Christ. Then a humbleness is going to come that makes people want to be humble towards the Lord. But I'm believing God that all of y'all out there that's listening by way of internet, whatever else we're on. We still banned from anything? Flagged. We muted us. They shut us up on that one channel. Muted us. Oh, YouTube. Maybe I need to go on TikTok before they kick it out of the USA. TikTok's demonic. Do you know it? Demonic. Aubrey told me yesterday, she said, Papa, she said, when I get my telephone in my car, I said, what do you need a telephone for? Well, where I can call when I want to, and I don't have to deal with that, Dad. I don't have to deal with that. She's 7. And I said, well, what? I said, well, listen, what do you need? I said, you don't need a phone? I said, look, I said, after school and everything, I said, you can drive up here to Papa's. I said, and Papa will let you use mine for just a little bit and let you call whoever you want to. Well, sitting there with me. She ain't calling all these little. I told her, I said, because we don't need no fish heads. I mean, some guys, I just don't want her to date. Why? The Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. I'm going to make sure she don't hook up with a heathen. Now, I don't mean that in a negative way. Heathen means people without God. See, because people without God don't think like we do, Dave. They think things are okay when they're not. They think there's nothing wrong with it because they see it in the world. They see it on TikTok. I mean, I ain't been on TikTok. Somebody told me, they said, well, why don't you get TikTok? I said, before I get TikTok, I said, I'll throw that phone down and I'll crush it in a million. I don't need TikTok. What's TikTok anyhow? A bunch of garbage on there is what I hear. I mean, I can't even go to the marketplace without scrolling through and seeing a half-naked woman in one of the advertisements. And then some of the online yard sales. Have you seen some of them? They're having an online yard sale in Gunnersville. And the faces, like, I mean, you can just tell they're not even dressed hardly. And I'm like, I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there and check it out either. Why? Because I don't need none of that. I ain't got time for none of that. I'm not going to be a busybody all up in and judging people out here. See, if I keep myself, I'm doing good. Keep myself humble, bless God. Well, now, if anybody wants to go there, go ahead. I'm not interested in it. God was there when I was going to commit suicide. God was there when I was going under with my house. God was there. I didn't see people, you know, coming over there at my house. Oh, brother Scott, let me fast. Let's fast. Let's fast together. We know you're in trouble. I didn't see none of that, but boy, you get on Facebook now and they'll prophesy to you and they don't even go to church. I'm not interested in hearing that. Don't tell me that people can be disobedient to God, sit at home, and they're whipping demons. I'm going to show you scripture contrary to that. I'm going to make sure I'm submitted to God where when I resist the devil, he gets the heck out of Dodge. I could have cussed. Hell's in the Bible. I tell him to go, he's going to hell. People, God's people, they'll say, well, devil, you need to go back to hell where you come from. He didn't come from hell. He ain't never been to hell. But it's created for him. Satan was created by the Lord. Didn't you know that? He rebelled against God. He was willing at one time to submit to the Lord in the heavenlies. He sung music in the heavens before the angels and all of that. He chose to let iniquity get in his heart, the Bible says. And that dethroned him from heaven, and he came here. He ain't been to hell yet. He's going there. I remind him sometimes, you might as well shut up, buddy. You're on a one-way ticket to hell. There ain't nothing you can do to stop it, bud. You are going to hell. And there's a new Jerusalem coming down, a new heaven and a new earth. And Jesus is going to come get me, and the angels are going, the trumpet's going to sound, and he's going to come in the eastern skies, and he's going to receive those that are alive, praise God. They're going to receive us up to himself, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to be here for 1,000. That's awesome, Johnny. I might have your Mustang when I get back. Woo, hallelujah. See, when you know the future, it causes you to want to be obedient to the Lord, because you are on a one-way street headed to the glory of God. It did not yet appear what you're going to be. But the Bible says when He comes, we will be like Him. For we shall, Revelation's going to come to me and you. You just keep reading your Bible. You keep pressing in, just like Monty. I mean, that dude knows the Bible. That dude was raised in the Bible. That dude was raised in church. That dude got saved in 2014, wasn't it? He got saved right here at this altar in 2014. And I've seen this man go from no anointing to anointing and moving up, and God taking him forward. I've seen him go through. One time he was going through a big, big, major trial. Listen, if you're going through a hot, fiery trial today, let me give you some good news, pray God. He was going through it too. And see, when people come to you or to me, they're wanting an answer to give them some relief. And I told him, I said, just do what you've been trained to do. He didn't like that. Imagine I left there and I said, just do what you've been trained to do. Just remember up there at the pastor. We was out in the cow pasture. I don't got answers for him other than my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches. I didn't quote it to him. I told him, I said, do what you've been trained to do. You know what I meant? You've been coming to church here for 5 or 6 years, Monty, and you know, I don't know what God's put in you. I don't know what information you've got and you've submitted to. I really don't know, hallelujah, but I know you've been getting what you need for this battle. Now you got to pick up your weapons and use them. You know what that is for some people today? Go to church. Get faithful to church. Do not miss church. Don't miss one service. Good God, we got to go to work 3 days a week. Well, got to go to church 3 days a week. Well, you go to church 5 and 6. Yeah, work. Thank you, man. Y'all knew what I was saying, didn't you? See, get as committed to God as we are to make a living. Get more committed to Him, because to be honest with you, He is your living. I watched Monty and him go through and struggle, and I was going to bail him out, and things wouldn't work out for me too. And you know what that was? I'm like, hey man, I'm trying to help him, and God's cut me off. You ain't getting no help. I'm sorry, man. You'll make it. Black God, I got to be obedient to the Lord. If God's got him riding this horse this way, don't go turn the horse. Come on this way. Come on this way, man, Monty. And I'm like, things were cut off for me. And I'm like, hey, that happened real quick. And I'm like, ooh, no, I'm sorry, man. Things ain't working out. I just had to go to I'd like to help you. And I told Tracy I'd like to help him, but I'm not getting myself in trouble with the Lord. So Monty has to get up here. Can y'all hear me? We on? And he has to preach under the pressure. He has to keep doing the Sunday school. Well, he's out from under it now. God done delivered him. Is it true or not? I thought if he tells me he can't do it, I'm going to say, don't you ever tell me that again. I done told you you can do all things, and God told you in His Bible, bless God. Now what would I be doing? Not being ugly to Monty. I would be helping Monty to grow up a little more, to come on up. I have my battles. I know I have to do it too. Oh, y'all believe in this morning. I want to say, oh, God, oh, it's useless. You hear me? I get up there and I say, well, are you believing this morning? And I have wanted to get up there and it take everything in me to say that. Being such trials and things in my own life till my head is saying, tell a man that ain't, let's come back next week. Maybe things will get better. That's the way God's people feel. But that's the time when you endure and you press on and you be willing to be obedient to the Lord. Here comes the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego delivers. Here comes the Daniel in the lion's den delivers. Here comes the Joseph that was sold into slavery deliverer. He shows up and he brings victory. Hallelujah. He says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. He said, you will be blessed. I mean, there's people today, they're wondering. I mean, I hear it out there. And they'll say, I wish God would move. I wish God would move. And I'll say, where do you go to church? Well, we don't go. Well, he can't move for you, friend. That's why I'm not real popular. I am to the believers. I don't care if I'm unpopular to the unbeliever. The Lord told me one time, He said, you can be a believer in Jesus. He said, and not a believer in healing, not a believer in financial prosperity, not a believer in being obedient and following me. He said, you can want to be born again so that you don't go to hell. He said, but that's only a starting of a good life. He said, if you be willing, told me if you be willing and obedient. Y'all remember the story where I'm a young Christian and I knew that I was called to preach and everything. Didn't even know what it really meant. And so the altars are full and I kneel down on the front pew and I'm crying out to God and I'm saying, God, I want to be used, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And the Lord said, he said, you first must be willing, learn to submit to authority before you can be an authority. And I thought about that, and I started a journey of being obedient under my shepherds there. You know, even if I didn't agree with them, long as they were not unscriptural. Now, I'm not talking about somebody that's warped up and messed up. If somebody's warped up and messed up, I'm not going to follow them. The Bible says that the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. But he wasn't telling me to submit to people there that didn't care for me. That I could see that they loved the Lord. But you know, God reminded me of that this morning. And he said, see, he said, if you're not submitted to men, fix your cue, go ahead and put that Philippians up, Beth. He said, see, if you're not submitted to me, you can't resist the devil. He said, I am the high authority. And as a believer, if we are not submitted in obedience to the Lord in the things that we know we are to be obedient to Him in, then you have no power over the devil. You're actually listening to him. He says, gosh, y'all are quiet. It was good over there when we was on money. We'll get on money in a minute. If you broke in here, I got some money. You won't leave here broke. I'll bust you with a $100 bill so big, so fast, you wonder, good God, that's a rich church. And yes, we are. We've been broke. We've been down there. I remember Johnny when he started. He was a Sunday morning Christian, if Hilltop didn't mention his name. I'm being honest with you. Ask him. He was a Sunday morning until Hilltop hit him. Hilltop, that's that big Sunday flea market. Yeah. Yeah. And then he starts hearing the word, whatever God said to him, I don't know. I don't change for people. You're going to Hilltop, you're going to get it here about being faithful to church, I promise, sooner or later. It's going to come. Why? Because it ain't me. It's God. It's God wanting to lead deeper into a deeper, rich spiritually, socially, financial life for that believer. None of them that follow God in the Bible, notice I said follow God. None of those that follow God in the Bible were cast down, forsaken, or begging bread. Now they had to walk with God to get to the promises. That's why they died out in the wilderness. They got tired of going to church, I guess. I don't know. They got tired of water coming out of a rock. They got tired of manna out of heaven. See, you got to be learned to be content where you are, but keep going on to the promises. Keep being willing when you see nothing happening in your life to keep going to church. God told me one time, love your enemies. I shut the Bible, Dave, and I thought, that can't be in the Bible. I don't like that. Why? I had hatred toward people in my heart. Deep hatred. To the point to where I pulled up to one that I hated with a shotgun, with double-aught buckshot. I'm not proud of it. I'm not that man. And I pulled it. I knocked on the door. And when the door opened, I had it between his eyes. I said, this is your last warning, homie. He slammed the door. And I thought, man, I should have just pulled the trigger. See, you ain't got no troubles. I got to pray for that very person and heard they got healed of cancer. I got to feel the freedom. And I tell Teresa all the time, we'll be riding down the road, you know, and I'll say, I'm a free man. You're a free woman? She'll be, I'm a free woman. We're free. What does the Bible say? Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. See, that love your enemies ain't no different than me telling people that ain't going to church. I can rebel against the Lord when He's telling me to get that hatred out of my heart. I can rebel against the Lord when He's telling me to stop gossiping about people. I can rebel against the Lord when I'm a busybody. Got somebody went to church here. They come up to me and they said, well, you know, things didn't happen. I said, listen, that's none of my business. I said, I got a pastor of church, and I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Well, I'd like to come to church there, and I said, no, that church down yonder is a good church. Why did I do that? Because I'm going to protect. When you leave and abandon God and the things of God, don't expect me to be gentle with you. You're going to get a little bit of man up. Y'all are quiet. Y'all learning. This is good stuff. This is deep stuff. See, if you want people to honor you, then you got to live honorable. When you honor God, the Bible says, if you will honor me, I will honor you. If you lightly esteem me, I'll pay a little bit of attention to you. But see, if we keep our heart willing, let's get the scripture here. He said, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ. What kind of mind was in Christ? He said, I come not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Did you know God created me and you? And the Lord told me one time, He said, you need to have that same mindset. That you're going to obey me. You're here to do my will. You're willing to do my will, even if it sends you to the jail. I've been to prison and jails, but I was just on the other side, man. I was preaching. Last time I got locked up in Blount County, my daddy's sister's husband was in there. He lived at Cleveland. And he is in there. And I mean, he's got something over there, and I don't know what he's got. He's trying to saw through the confounded bars. And I'm about three-quarters of the way drunk, you know, and there ain't no cover in there. And when they picked me up, I'd stepped on some piece of glass, and my foot had been bleeding, you know. I didn't have no shirt on or nothing. They wouldn't give me no, and I'm mad, you know. These people laying in here drunk and snoring, can't even get to the bathroom. We're all in the bullpen, get to the toilets. He's over. I jumped up and I said, stop! I said, shut up, man. You're getting on my nerves. I said, you can't saw through them bars, man. Sit down over there. Like that, and I thought, man, he's going to want to fight. And I thought, well, but God, I'm going to get up on this table and I'm going to kick him in the teeth when he comes at me. Because he's a big guy, you know. I thought, I'm going to jump up there and I'm going to nail him. I'm going to kick his teeth out before he gets to me, you know. And then he finally got over and he said, well, this is just driving me. I said, okay, man, just hush. I said, I don't want to be in here either, and you're making it worse for me. I said, you know, just relax, man. Just sit down over there, man. It's all good. Like that, and then all these guys all wrapped up over there, and I thought, well, by God, they're not going to cause me to freeze to death. So I go over there, I jerk the sheets off that dude, throw his head over there on the floor. I thought, when he gets up, I'm going to kick his teeth out. He says, I'm freezing. Y'all all got, you know. That's the last time I was in jail. I'm sitting in there, and I'm thinking, this is for animals. This place is not for me. See, that was God in me telling me, this is not for you, and I wasn't even saved. God is good. The Bible says he reigns on the just and the unjust. He loved me while I was in there. But see, God didn't put me there. God didn't put none of them guys there. You know, people, they try to say, well, you know, God strip you, you know, he'll put sickness on you to teach you. There's no scripture in the Bible. Satan tells people that to make God out somebody he is not. God is a good God. God is always good. All good things come from the Lord. See, that if my life was stripped because of Satan and I was yielding to him, I wasn't yielded to the Lord. The Lord sent somebody down. I was 8 years old on the river down there. We were fishing and presented Jesus to me. And Preston got saved. So don't tell me he won't come down at a young age to our kids and my granddaughter and my grandson at 5 and visit with them through somebody. He will. He tried to redeem me then. God tried to bring me in then. God's trying to bring. And you got parents out there that won't go to the church and carry their kids to church. And then they get up there in their teenage years and they don't know God. They've been used to rebelling because they learned it from the parents. And then they wonder why they turned out the way they turned out. No. Don't you dare wonder why they turned out if you don't do. I must lead a life before my son of being obedient to the Lord and apologizing when I need to apologize and apologizing to people and telling him be the peacemaker and teaching him and teaching him how to be laid back at work. There's some folk I would like to drown that I have to work for. See, I got an unruly boss. Well, glory to God. Grow up. Show your boss what Jesus looks like. Show him you can be the best worker, turn around, that he's ever seen in that place. Do your work as unto the Lord. And then they will see the glory of God on you. You'll be the one that gets exalted. You'll be, why? Because you're humbling yourself. He said, but made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a what? Servant. Had somebody to tell me one time, I said, well, won't you come to church? I ain't going to be no pew warmer. I said, well, I didn't ask you to be a pew warmer. I asked you to come to church. In other words, what he was saying, I'm a preacher myself. I ain't no whack to come over there and just sit down under you. What did Jesus do? Called my pastor up one time. Now, I know where I'm at. I'm not off course. I'm telling you, God is putting foundational stuff in us this morning. He's putting things in here that's going to revolutionize your life. Don't think this is some mundane sermon this morning. This is fresh off of the printing chart in my spirit, deposited to me this morning. And God said, God telling me, I'm going to take your church. I'm taking the ones that'll stay humble to me into the high places. I'm going to take them up to where a holy highway, set apart highway that evil can't cross their own. He said, there, you just don't jump up on this highway. He said, you walk and follow me till you're in them high places. He says, took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Is that it, Beth? Being found in fashion as a man, he what? He was just like me and you. You got a job and you got a supervisor you don't like. See, God's all up in our business. I was down there and I had a supervisor I did not like. Fact of the matter, I quit my job and God made me go back. I had to apologize and all that. See, that was part of this right here. When God said, before you can be in authority, you must first learn to submit to authority. Willing, got to be willing to be obedient. Obedient means that you're in agreement with, your submission to. Jesus didn't like going to the cross. Now, I done quoted it to you. He said, Lord, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. But Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. You got people over you that you really don't like. See, you don't want their trouble. See, some of God's people think that they could do a better job than the one that's over them. But see, they don't know the pressure that person's got of being somebody that's in authority. But back down to me and you, we must learn to submit. If you can't submit to the workers over you with a good attitude, you're a servant of the Most High God, then you cannot resist Satan and expect him to flee, because we can act like just like him. If I'm acting like the devil, bad attitude at work, and I go in, Satan tries to mess my house, and I say, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, I resist you, and he'll say, no, you got to submit to God, the Bible says. You ain't submitted to him. You're yielding to this. And he'll laugh at me. I've had it happen before. He'll be like, I ain't going nowhere. I bind you. You can say the scripture all you want to. He knows the word, but he knows the authority when it's there or not. He knows the Jesus. He knows the anointing, hallelujah. So submitting to the ones that are over you in the natural, as Christian now, submitting to them, helping them to do their job good, is submitting to the Lord. Obey them that have the rule over. Obey them. That's what it says. Obey them that have the rule. See, promotion comes from the Lord, and the Lord is looking at the heart of his people. I mean, just like coming in here. I can't come in here all arrogant and, you know, try to make y'all come to church. And I mean, just put pressure on you to give. And that would be ungodly. That would absolutely be ungodlike. And then when Satan tried to come to church, I would have no power over him. But I come in here with a humble heart, and I tell the Lord, Lord, I'm their servant. Now, you're the pastor. No, I'm a servant. I'm serving you. And I'm pleased to do it. I was thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that opportunity to pastor over these blessed people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else other than Bluntsville, God. I wouldn't want to be anywhere. I'm in your will, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm your servant. But we can't tell you what to do. You're in the wrong spirit. I think you ought to run the church this way. You can't even run your own house. Why do you think I'm going to listen to you? Right? When you've been given that place and that authority, I'll sit down over there. I'll shut up. And then I want to see the faith I can follow you with. Right? Praise God. Give me the other, man. I don't know what it is. That's not it. Yes, yes. Let me see if I got something I'm missing. Willing to do what the Lord wants us to do. A continual yielding to the Lord when he directs. God don't want his people under bondage to have to. I have to be obedient, Lord. I've got to be. No, you don't have to. You got to have a heart, I want to, Lord. I want to be submitted to you. I want to be doing your will, God. I want it. Then comes God's grace, God's help, God's provision, God's protection, God's financial provision, God's strength, hallelujah. Many today have a reluctant heart to be obedient to the Lord. He tells some of us, husbands, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. We got to be willing to practice that. Or wives, submit yourself unto your husband. Or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Whatever we know to be the will of God, a lot of God's people are reluctant. Give me the James 4. That's what I want. He says, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but he gives grace to the, you know, it's pride that people, God's wanting people to go to church and they won't. It's pride. God's wanting me to forgive, love my enemies, and I won't do it. See, Satan pulled this in the Garden of Eden. I mean, there they were in the presence of God. He'd give them an oasis, and all they were to do was guard it. Watch over it. Just watch over it. Here comes Satan. Here he comes. And he says, hey, God knows if you do this, you'll be like him. He's lying. And what he did, see, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't just come in and take the garden over. He can't come into your life and take over after you're born again. I don't care if you know zip, nothing. You took authority over you. You submitted to the authority that is over him. His name is Jesus. And so when she took and eat all that God said don't, just like today, you don't got to go to church to be a good Christian, or I've been hurt in church. Listen, this is the same devil telling those folk, or God won't heal you because you ain't been reading your Bible. Or God, you know, that church ain't where, I mean, I just don't like it, you know, the way they see it, the way they talk, blah, blah, blah. You know, that is the same devil speaking to that person that spoke to Eve. When God tells us to do something, it don't matter really if our flesh likes it or not. All we got to do is say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down. For what? The joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord, and then go out to church. Oh, no, tear up my ball, stupid. Oh, God. I tell you, Brother Scotty was long-winded this morning. He was getting on my nerves. You know why? I ain't getting on your nerves. God is. I didn't write this Bible. I'm not smart enough to tell you how to get victory. Ain't no way I could lead your life into victory. I mean, before I've got involved, I told Teresa yesterday, pulling the driveway, I said, I've learned to mind my own business and a lot of stuff, boy. I said, I do good following the Lord, and then people get themselves, they're reluctant to follow the Lord, and I try to go to helping them, and I get in webs and start costing me money and all that stuff. You know, I said, I'm giving my stuff into rebellion. I said, I've learned to mind my own business. I'd buy you a car just because I knew you needed one. That was okay for a while. Then God said, don't buy nobody a car unless I tell you. I told Tracy the other day something. I told her, I said, yeah. I said, I can take a year of this, what God's told us. I can buy you a Corvette, baby. She said, just buy it now, honey. I said, no. I said, about a year now. I was messing with her. But you know what? When we're submitting to the Lord, he says here, submit yourself. He says, he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to who? The humble. Submit yourself. I've heard people say, God's going to humble you, brother. God, no, he won't. No, he won't. He will not. He said, I have to do it. You have to do it. He says, submit yourself therefore to God, then resist the devil. That's why he ain't fleeing from a lot of folk. They're not submitted to God. Now I know we sat down and God, Brother Scott, he's off. Now I'm telling you right now, if you could take a poll, if you could get everybody just in Alabama this morning that is not doing the will of God to confess, whether they are or not, you probably would be shocked for months at the people that the enemy's bringing, killing, stealing, and destruction because they don't have no power to resist Satan. Submission to God gives power to resist. Submission to the will of God gives power to resist the devil. I can't resist Satan in my house if I'm going to argue with Teresa all the time. Came in yesterday, I thought, I'm going to tell you this quick. Went down and checked my cow, and I thought, I'm going to get her some. She don't like me to go to the grocery store, Jane. Man, I mean, I come back with some stuff, man, you know. And it takes her a week. She lose 5 pounds, gain 10 that next week. I go to the grocery store. Man, I mean, I come home all kinds of stuff. So I went in there and got me a buggy, you know, went around. I thought, I'm going to cook some steaks. Man, these pork chops look good. And I thought, whatever it was, three things, you know. And I got some chips and some dip to go along with it. Hamburgers, that's what it was. I cooked some hamburgers. Got in there, and everything was fine. Teresa, why'd you bring a steak? And I said, I'm fixing to put it on grill. What? I thought, what was that? What'd you get? I said, well, I got us some steaks, you know, and I got us some, you know, and all that. All right, fine. That'll be fine. And I thought, fine, is it? I just felt generous this evening. I could be laying on the couch snoring right now. You know, and I had this thought, hey, man, if you don't appreciate this, I'll just go cook them right quick and go dump them out there to the dogs. And then you'd be like, where's the food? And the dogs were fat. They fat out there. You know, and I thought, man, those are demonic thoughts. All of a sudden, she comes in there, and she gets so mad. I didn't know it till later. She gets so mad, she felt like I could tear this house apart. Just all of a sudden, I told her, I said, you know, I felt something. I said, but I never did know it off of you. She said, you know what it is? And I said, I'm sure you're going to tell me. She's going to teach me now, Jenny. She said, Satan's scared. She said, he's afraid of us. He's afraid of our church. He said, he's trying to get to us. He's trying to get to us. Listen, if spirits come to you for no reason and you feel angry or irritated or want to quit all of a sudden for no reason, nothing going on, you better know that your adversary, the devil, is standing at the door, knocking on your door, so to speak, saying, yield, Teresa. Yield, Scotty. And tomorrow won't be good. Have y'all got anything today? You been blessed? You wouldn't have got it. I'd have got up here, well, Satan stole my message. Y'all, let's just come back next week. Maybe I won't fall for it next Saturday. That's not going to happen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we just thank you, Father. We're